Greetings in Jesus' name on this 22nd day of February, the year of our Lord 2021. It's currently 10 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it is a marvelous Monday. We come to you with glad tidings of great joy from what our great God accomplished on yesterday. A tremendous day in the Lord, a full Sunday school, full Sunday morning, full Sunday night, choir practice, family of six joining the church on the evening service last night, and just special music out of the park, and having a wonderful, wonderful time giving God the glory for what He is doing in our midst. What a joy and what an encouragement it is to see all that God is doing and the people that have gotten saved and the lives that have been transformed by the power of the gospel. It's just absolutely wonderful. And we're rejoicing in that. Our choir is headed off today to a revival meeting, and we're believing God for a great revival meeting tonight as we head to another church that we seen started years ago. We're taking over 50 with us today, driving the Bible bus, Thomas the Tank Engine, a big coach bus, and also many people will be driving their own cars, and we are going to help in a revival meeting here in the great state of Maine. And thank you for praying for us, that God would continue to help us, guide us, direct us, and we could reach this region with the gospel. In your Bibles today, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 29. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? And so the writer is challenging us to think upon an individual who is diligent in their business. It's a question. In your Bible, you can look at it. It's a question mark. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? And so think in your mind about someone that you know that is diligent in their business. Business transactions, possibly they own a car company. I know that a lot of our faithful listeners they sell cars and work on cars, and so you see, possibly think about that individual who's diligent in the business of repairing cars or selling cars. Possibly you know some contractors. I know that there's contractors that listen to this radio station and radio broadcast, and they have contracting business. They are able to build homes, and they're able to provide, and you see a man like that that is diligent in his business. Possibly there's some ladies that are listening that are great secretaries. The Broadcasting Network, Anchor Broadcasting Network, has a host of secretaries that take care of all of the secretarial things that go on in the ministry. You see that individual that is diligent in their business. And that's what the Proverbs is teaching us. Think about it. Do you see someone that's diligent in their business? And the Bible says, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. M-E-A-N, mean men, which means obscure men. So, the individual that is diligent in their business is the individual that's advanced in life. They stand before kings. They do not stand before mean men or obscure men. And what that should do to each and every one of us today is challenge us to be diligent in our business. Now, one day, I believe there's an application here. One day, we're going to stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if we have been diligent in the business of the King, of the local church and soul winning, outreach, Bible reading, Bible prayers, making for sure that God's church is advancing. If we've been diligent in the business of the King, thank God at the judgment seat of Christ, we will be in a place that is a good place. I want to hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I don't want the Lord to be displeased with me. I want to hear a good word at the judgment seat of Christ. And so let's be diligent in the business of the King today. And let's be faithful to serve Him honor Him, magnify Him with our lives, and I know that we can truly live lives that will count for Christ. You've been listening to this Monday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.